Thanks for listening. You've got it on KHUM. And we begin our political dialogue for the election that's coming up next month. We've got three seats open for Humboldt County Board of Supervisors. First District has got three candidates running, and no incumbent seeking re-election. Jimmy Smith is retiring. And joining me here in the studio is Cheryl Seidner. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. So, I guess, first off, maybe a little background on who Cheryl Seidner is.
I'm a country girl, grew up in 1st District Supervisorial District, was born in Scotia, lived at Table Bluff probably a good 90% of my life. I lived some time in Eureka, went to school in Lolita and Fortuna, and then down to San Francisco to Hill College of Business, and then moved home after my mom started sending me job descriptions. And I love this county. I have deep, deep roots here. Several generations and thousands of years of my tribe being here, and looking forward to helping us all out in the next seven generations.
So for folks who don't know, your tribe is?
Wiat Tribe.
That's right. And so I guess the question is, you know, you've been many things. You've been you're a tribal council leader, right?
I was elected tribal chair for 12 years.
So why are you running for First District Supervisor?
I believe that I have background in leadership. I believe that there are things that we can still do. Jimmy has done a very good job of leading the county, or the First District. I believe I have that same leadership, you know, that I can do the same thing. I see that we have things that need to continue to do, and those are working with jobs, education, clean rivers, and, you know, getting us back down on the track of not recreating who we are, but looking who we are and finding out where we can go with ourselves.
Okay. So I guess what would you say would be the top three issues, top three priorities, if you were to be elected, top three things that you would want to take on?
I think one of the top ones is jobs and getting what we would call the jobs that are already here and the people who are creating those jobs. I believe that we need to help those individuals as much as we possibly can, and to grow those industries that are already here and create more jobs that are here, looking to ourselves for the solutions and not going out of here. We have some incredible people working and living here in Humboldt County. Looking to ourselves for the solutions is what I believe that we need to do. And with that, we can create jobs. The second one is education. Education is very important. And doing that, meaning that we educate our youth and those who want to come in to look for a new part of education, a new way and a new way to go, and then taking those jobs and putting them back into the community. And the other, I believe, would be cleaning our rivers. Having clean rivers gives us healthy communities, and those are some of the things, you know, the bay, the rivers, you know, not just the Eel, but the Elk River and Mattole, all of that creates healthy communities.
Okay. So, as I mentioned when we first started this, you're running against two other opponents.
Yes.
How would you differentiate yourself between your two opponents?
I believe one of the things that I can say is that I have been elected to an office. And I've had that office for 12 years. The other thing is that I have not just Humboldt County recognition, but I have statewide recognition and have worked with different entities in the state of California, as well as national. And I have gone back to Washington, D.C. on behalf of my tribe, but also I've always carried letters and such from different entities of Humboldt County. I look to everyone and wanting them to know that with that kind of leadership, that's what I will bring to the table. And working and bringing people to the table, collaborating, even with people I may not see, or they may not see my ideas as top, I may not see theirs, but coming to the table, being collaborative, working together, getting through an issue.
Do you think that your priorities differ from your opponents?
I think we love this county, and I think we are working towards the betterment of the county. I believe that I have the leadership and tested leadership.
Okay. What do you think the biggest issues that are facing the Board of Supervisors right now are?
I think one of those issues was the urgency ordinance. I think another one would be jobs. And my issue to the county, and not specifically any individual supervisor, this has gone on for a while. I think we need to streamline our regulations. I think we need a little bit smaller government, and I think we need to work together to get it there, because there's issues out there that are so many regulations, and I think we need to streamline those regulations a bit.
Now, you're not saying you want to deregulate things.
No, I think we need to, you know, case in point, we have, you know, there was an individual who had a shop, did all the things that was needed, and paid for the permitting, understood what was going on, getting ready to open the shop, and bam, he couldn't open the shop because no one told him about one little regulation. And that's part of communication, collaboration. And I've been hearing that with all the meetings I've been having with people in the Mateau Valley, people down in Red Crest, out in the in Eureka and Lolita, and people saying, I can't get in because there's so many things, and people have all these regulations, and then when I get them, there's another one. But they never told me at the beginning of this. And it is, that's sad, because our county employees, our citizens, all need to work together to get these opportunities done. And if we get these opportunities and all of a sudden you can't open up a business because somebody didn't tell you. So we need to consolidate or look at things so that when somebody wants to open a business or doing an industry up here, it's all there, ready to go, and not have so much that nobody knows what they're doing, or one hand doesn't tell the other hand what's going on.
So streamline the regulations and make them clear and obvious to
yes.
people. Okay. That sounds pretty good to me. So, one thing that, you know, that I'm passionate about personally is a regional trail system. So one of the things I'm asking all the candidates is, do you support the creation of a regional trail system for Humboldt County for non-motorized vehicles to commute between the communities?
Like the trails that were, like the Hammond Trail coming down?
Like the Hammond
down?
Trail, right, but throughout the whole of Humboldt County.
Oh, I think that would be great. Because we want people to come in and use our county, and we want to use our county. And I believe this would be great for everybody to get from one end to the other end, and how much better it is to be outdoors. And we have a great, unique county, and it's top in a lot of books. Come see Humboldt. And I think that's a good thing. Come see Humboldt. See how it is. Look at it for yourself. And spend some time here. So I agree with that.
Okay. One of the big issues is right-of-ways, of course. The railroad lines have not been used here in Humboldt County for nearly 15 years. Do you support rail banking to achieve that end of a regional trail system?
Now, you might need to explain rail banking to me.
Rail banking essentially basically takes the rail line and banks it as an entity, so it doesn't wind up reverting back to private property, and then we lose that right away.
Yeah, I think that's well. One of the things is that you need to look at all the situations. You need to look at the reports. You need to look at things for you before you can make a final decision. It sounds like a good decision to be that way, but I need to look at everything before I can make a final decision of saying, yes, I'm for this. But it sounds good. And with that, more education, more understanding of it, talking to the community people, talking about those who know more about it, and sitting down. And again, it's that collaboration. It's working together.
Okay. Now, one of your opponents has done a very good job of getting lawn signs out there. We're talking about Rexbone. You see these lawn signs everywhere. Are you being outspent, or did he think he got the jump on you on that, or what?
Well, as I understand, my two opponents, one has been campaigning for this position for 4 years, the other for two. Though I have come into the race late, I feel that I am a viable candidate. Regardless of how many signs you have out there, does not mean that you are someone that is being outspent. We have our campaign funds, and we have a treasurer and a committee, or a team, as I like to call them. We look at it as what we need to do very carefully with our funds. So it's wise spending. And all those signs or lack of signs, that's their choice. But our choice is looking at how we spend our money wisely. People are giving us money, and they want us to spend it wisely, not just blanketing everything. And I believe that that's his right to do that, if that's what he wants to do with the money who people have given him out of their heart to him to spend it like this. That's up to him. But I and my team, we look at the money that we got. We are grassroots, so we get $1, $10, $100, but we look at it and spend it as wisely as we possibly can. And that shows where we're going to, if elected, is that we're going to look at things wisely.
Who are you getting, I guess, political support from?
Some of my endorsers are people like Assemblyman Wes Chesbro, past Assemblywoman Patty Berg, and folks like who hold supervisor's job. John Woolley has been there. Bonnie Neely has been there. Former mayor of Lolita of Eureka is Peter LaValle. And people who live in the community who have come up to me and are very supportive, and they're on our website if you want to look at who's supporting me. But my greatest and most important supporters are my family, my three sisters.
Very good. Now, the office of supervisor is not a political office per se. In other words, there's not like a Republican candidate, a Democratic candidate, a Green candidate. But I think the electorate has the right to know the political leanings of the candidate. So what political party are you affiliated with?
When I moved home from San Francisco in 71, I was old enough to vote because we didn't have the vote at 18 at that time. And I went to Mrs. James, and she signed me up, and I wanted to be a Democrat. I grew up under President Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, and those were the two most people that I resonated with me as a kid. And I went out and I did my first campaigning for Bobby Kennedy, door to door, on my birthday.
Wow.
And I was just so very happy to be able to do that. And so that my parents, they voted for people who thought would do a good job. And I never really asked them what they did or who they voted for. It was it's a private thing. It's a secret ballot.
That's right. Well, we're just about out of time, so I'll give you the last minute for the last word. Anything you want to say to wrap up this interview?
I thank you for the time here. I appreciate it. And I just want to let know that it's people first. I grew up people first in my family. People would come to dinner and at 6 o'clock, and they would come in, and they were always there, and Dad would say, join us. And so that's, I grew up with people first. That's, you know, my parents were like that. My family is like that. And it's not about me. It's about the people that I want to represent.
All righty. Cheryl Seidner, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.